Turn your hard drive and cough. It's time for another weekly checkup from Dr. Dave. To consult with Dr. Dave, just call 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
I've been in a right place, but it must have been a wrong time.
Yeah, so the FCC, Federal Communications Commission's leaving the largest fine in its history against a company called CTS Technology, a Chinese electronics manufacturer and online retailer. They sell 258 different models of signal jamming devices to U.S. consumers. They've been doing it for more than 2 years, according to the FCC. Nearly $35 million in fines. Travis LeBlanc, who's acting chief of the Enforcement Bureau, said all companies, whether domestic or foreign, are banned from marketing illegal jammers in the U.S. Signal jammers present a direct danger to public safety, potentially blocking the communications of first responders. Operating a jammer is also illegal, and consumers who do so face significant civil and criminal penalties. Now, I know people who own these jammers. And will go into a movie theater with a jammer in their pocket and turn it on. I know people who will put it in their office and turn it on. Now, you know, the thought, like the one model they make here is, you know, 4 to 6 meters of coverage. And you put it in your cigarette lighter in your car. And essentially that just makes a little wireless bubble around your car. Now, the problem is if there's a fireman in your car who's going to get a radio signal to get to work and go save a baby from a fire, that's a problem. And that's the rationale behind the jammers being illegal. Now, to me, what you would do is you would just put power limits on the jammers. You know, I think you have a right to have your car or your office be... Yep. You have a right. You know, it may not be something that's really important to 99.9% of the people, but it doesn't matter. If you decide you want to make your, you know, your office cell-free, you know, the other option is to get copper screen and build a Faraday cage in your office. You know, the thing to do is just, I think, to limit the power of the jammers. This one for your lighter socket in your car says 4 to 6 meters. Well, limit that to 2 to 4 meters. 4 meters, 12 feet. Right? Roughly 13 feet. I think it makes a lot of sense. However, CTS, it's going to be interesting to see what they do. I don't know how, again, you know, the international thing is a big deal. I don't know how the FCC enforces this.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that they do, and it doesn't have happen often, but, you know, there are actually FCC vans and cars that drive around and scan for signals. And they can actually find you. If you have a powerful signal jammer, they can find you and then fine you and take it. Now, it doesn't happen very often, but it does happen. It's like pirate radio stations. You know, they do that sort of thing. So, you know, I mean, all a jammer, a signal jammer, is just a radio frequency that jams the frequencies of cell phones. So, big fine, $35 million. Apparently, CTS sold 10 high-powered signal jammers to undercover FCC personnel, and that was sort of the end of them. Big news this last week. Big new introduction, kind of interesting. Jeff Bezos kind of doing the Steve Jobs thing where, you know, the bald head standing up on stage and holding his device up. No, I'm talking about a cell phone.
Oh. Good.
Company's new Fire phone. It's interesting because it's really, and I understand this, and I normally I'm kind of a part of this. It's interesting to see new, you know, normally new devices come out. People are really not very skeptical of them, not very critical, particularly right in the very beginning. But it's interesting because most of the media and press around the Amazon Fire phone has been pretty negative, and I think rightfully so. I mean, what Amazon and Jeff Bezos are trying to do is trying to duplicate the Apple dynamic. The problem is they're not Apple. Very difficult. You know, this phone's nearly $700 off contract. It's bigger, you know, thicker, heavier, not as powerful, and more expensive than its competitors. How does that put it, how does that give it a competitive advantage? Now, what Amazon has done is they've made this, they have included software and mechanisms inside that phone to make it easier to buy products from Amazon. And that's where...
And the shipping's free.
Yeah, the shipping's free. Amazon Prime.
Well, shoot, if the shipping's free, I'll get it.
Yeah. It is, I don't know. I just don't see it being real successful for Amazon. There's not the same kind of brand loyalty, although I'm a big fan of Amazon in general with how they run things. Although we talked last week about their problem with publishers and them trying to pound publishers into price submission, which kind of surprises me. That they can behave that way with the governmental regulatory environment being what it is. But not a fan of the Amazon Fire Phone.
Well,
I think there are many good alternatives
right now.
There's
another issue, too, that I'm very concerned about. We talked about this last week or the week before.
All those great big women making those things.
Well, right. That's, first of all, the Amazon thing is very disconcerting. Though I was a fan of Wonder Woman, Linda Carter. But anyway.
Yeah, but she wasn't big.
Yeah, well, I guess she
was.
She was big compared to most women, I think. She's bigger than most women. Yeah.
She's tiny. She was tiny.
No, because...
She was tall.
Lyle Wagner. Well, that's what I mean. She was tall. But anyway.
She weighed like 110 pounds.
You don't know how much she wore. Where she wore.
I know exactly how much she wore.
I mean, how much she weighed.
I saw it.
No, but here's the deal. What we talked about a couple weeks ago, I do believe, was the Amazon thing. I'm just hoping that I truly don't want this phone, because it's going to show up at my door. Before I even want it. Remember we talked about how somehow they know?
Yes.
Because
the
shipping is so quick.
Delivery, yeah.
I'm just hoping one doesn't show up because I don't really want it, but maybe I do.
Maybe you do and don't realize it.
I'll find out if it shows up.
I think that's the next level, man.
So be aware, listeners, is if you happen to get a phone from Amazon without you thinking you knew you ordered it, it's because you really want it.
866-821-8255 is the number, 866-821-TALK. You know, let's take a minute here, talk a little bit about Chromecast. Mozilla is actually, the rumors are they're developing a Chromecast sort of device. Chromecast is Google's streaming stick. Now, I want to be, here's why I want to spend a little extra time talking about it, because I think there's some confusion. Chromecast simply gives you the ability to stream from other devices to your TV. It's not like Roku. And that's where the confusion is. Roku connects to the Internet wirelessly, streams from the Internet, also has the facility with some of the newer models over the last couple of years to stream from devices, but the Chromecast does not. You have to have another device that's actually doing either has a connection to the Internet and streaming through that device to the Chromecast, or has the MP3 file on that device and streams to the Chromecast. Now, Mozilla is reportedly working on the same sort of device running the Firefox OS. Don't have a name or release date yet. It'll be the good news, potentially, is it said to be a little more open to hacking and development from third-party developers. So that's a big benefit, in my opinion. You know, anytime you get closed devices like that, it kind of takes the fun out. If you can allow the third-party guys to really jump on board, it's good for everybody, including the producer of the product, I think. When we come back, we're going to talk about the new Facebook app, too.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Guaranteed geek-free radio. Yes, this means you, fat boy.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.